The thing I was reminded of from the last podcast was this thing of, I see you, have a beautiful day. So I had this idea of, you know, us kind of being in our own bubble sometimes, and what that would look like if we were in our own bubble. How would we know if we were just in our own bubble? And one of the ways would just be something like, okay, our routine is exactly the same every single day when we wake up to go to sleep. The people we see, the commute we make, the things we eat, or the behaviors we do in life, on our phones, in our lives. Is it looking pretty monotonous? Okay, well, maybe it is. Maybe that's the first initial layer of the bubble, which is, okay, your day-to-day bubble. And pretty much everything is connected to that bubble. So the next bubble would be, if we're going to go into it deeper, okay, we're seeing the same people in our lives every single day. And this is where I make the connection. Okay. The people that we see in our lives every day. Okay, community, yes. What does your community look like? Do you all have the same color face? Do you all sound the same? Do you all look similar? And that could be hair color, face color, clothing color and brand. I mean, get creative with it. And if you are having that monotonous experience in life of always seeing the same people that tend to all look the same, start to go look for someone that looks different from you. Maybe you go to a different store. Maybe you take a different drive to run the errand or to go to work or to visit a friend or a family member if you have to drive and go see them. Maybe you're not driving a car. Maybe you're driving a train. Maybe you're a conductor of a train. Maybe you're riding the train. Maybe you're riding the bus. Maybe you're riding a plane. Plane would be a good one to see lots of different people at the airport, on the airplane. So that one maybe doesn't count as much. Yeah, I think the point I'm trying to make is, if you're in your car, unless you're carpooling, which is great if you are, that's awesome. Thumbs up. The point is that if you're driving, you wouldn't see too many people. So I understand that everyone drives, so I was trying to include everyone. And then I realized, for sake of point here, I'm only talking about car drivers in this example. Because you're all by yourself. So do something different in your day so that you can see someone who looks different than you or sounds different from you. And there are people in every town in the world, I would say. Don't have actual data on this. I'm just speculating based on the amount of movement in the world that you don't have to go too far in your own little town or big town, especially not a big town, to find someone that looks or sounds different than you. If you're considered a minority, of course it would be easier to find someone that looks or sounds different than you. If you are considered the majority, you gotta be a little more creative or be a little bit in the know, which I'm sure you are in your town. So own that you know. And go find someone. And when you find that person, you make every attempt to make eye contact with that person. And then you say, hello. Have a beautiful day. Or you look at them and you say, hello. I'm glad you're here. Have a beautiful day. You may be the first person that's ever said that to them. That's profound. That's love. You look that person in the eye and you say, hello. It's nice to meet you. You look that person in the eye, the eyes, both eyes. Don't be cross-eyed. You look them in the eyes and you say, hello. And smile. That's it. That's all you have to do. That one small thing. And you just moved mountains. You just grew your heart bubbles next layer. The layer of sharing kindness and love with a stranger. Neutral platonic love. Let's practice that. Let's practice neutral platonic love with strangers. It's so healthy. We don't only need to love our mates, or our children, or our families, or our friends. We need to love everyone, especially if someone looks and sounds different than us, and we are not used to that, and that is something different for us. That's a stretch for us. Even if it's not a stretch, we have people that look different than us in our own families. People that sound different than us in our own families. Can we look that person in their eyes and say hello and smile? Can we do that? We need to do that. We can do that. Everything starts in our own families, starts with us. Kindness starts with kindness to ourselves and kindness to other people. So let someone know that you see them. Really see them. Really look in their eyes. Really smile at them. And really send them love from those eyes and that smile and that heart. Send it. Send it. Send it. Let's all let each other know that we see each other.